This is Twit.
When I'm reaching for LibreOffice, what's the problem I'm trying to solve?
Oh, yeah, good question. I mean, Jonathan was mentioning this funny files like ODT and ODS. So probably you want to open one of those files, or probably you want to just have a free an open source Office suite that you use for typing your letters or doing your invoicing or your spreadsheet calculation with. So it's almost like a Swiss Army knife. You can whatever you want to do in an office, perhaps except email and doing the coffee, you can do with that.
And give us a little bit of the history of this project.
Yeah, well, you were starting to do that. I mean, it's quite a long history. It's a pretty old project. First code is from 1990, so it's 27 years old. It shows that a few places the project has been quite busy modernizing that. But it's C++ at the core. It was started a small startup here in Germany as a Microsoft competitor, Star Division, so it was called Star Office before, as you said, and then Sun acquired that in, I think, 1999, and turned it open source. So it then became OpenOffice, and after that, LibreOffice.
I'm sort of surprised that it's in C++, even when Sun got their hands on it. Like, they didn't rewrite it all in Java.
Yeah, they tried, but didn't quite manage. But it's quite hard to rewrite 10 million lines if you still want to ship some software. So that in the end, that effort was stopped.